In its annual report released today, Human Rights Watch says the U.S.-led anti-terrorism campaign is inspiring attacks on civil liberties around the world, and there's concern that the West may be ignoring the abuses. It's a trend that has many in the human rights community and officials at the United Nations on edge. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
As he outlined his report, the executive director of Human Rights Watch pointed to several countries that he says are using the war on terror as an excuse to crack down on dissent or justify ongoing military campaigns. Kenneth Roth cited China's campaign against Muslim separatists in the Xinjiang province and Russia's war in Chechnya. He also singled out Uzbekistan as a human rights offender, a country that is now a U.S. ally along Afghanistan's border.
There is routine torture of not only people who are suspected of involvement in violent activities, but also in many cases people who simply have the audacity to pray outside of the official mosque. And these people are tortured, forced to confess, and thrown in prison for 10, 15, 20 years. It is a strict totalitarian state.
Roth argues that the West seems to be tolerating abuses by friendly governments, and that, he says, undermines human rights and democracy and could provide breeding grounds for terrorism.
If the United States is seeking to defeat the logic of terrorism, not simply to apprehend a few particular terrorists, it's essential that it pay attention to the way that that battle is fought, not only by the United States, but also by its allies.
At the United Nations, countries were asked to report on what they're doing to combat terrorism. The head of the New York Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Bakre Wale Ndiaye, says some countries are, in fact, introducing measures that erode human rights safeguards.
We are talking about a tendency to consider nonviolent activities as terrorism or taking excessive measures to suppress or restrict individual rights, including the right to a fair trial, the freedom from torture, privacy rights, freedom of expression and assembly, and the right to seek asylum.
Part of the problem, he says, is that the United Nations has never come up with a clear definition of terrorism, which allows member states to come up with their own self-serving definitions. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, for instance, has dubbed some reporters terrorists and recently made it a crime to insult the president. Michael Posner of the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights says the world must pay attention.
There has to be some international reaction when governments basically say in the name of fighting terrorism that it is now unacceptable and illegal to criticize the president during an election campaign.
Posner warns it's become easy for countries to crush political opposition and call it a fight against terrorism. As an example, he said Burma or Myanmar, in its report to the UN, said there's simply no terrorism there.
There's an added self-confidence in a place like Myanmar or Syria today that they can say almost anything if they couch it in terms of fighting terrorism, that the international community is going to give a green light to what they're doing. I think that's the biggest concern, that the mood of the world has changed so much that countries like Syria and Myanmar, which deserve to be in the spotlight, are now going to get off the hook.
Posner and other human rights activists believe this is a time for the international community to clearly define how the war on terrorism should be carried out while simultaneously maintaining basic human rights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.